The federal government announced yesterday that new cars will have to be equipped with sensors that warn drivers if their tires are dangerously low on air. The new rules take effect in 2008. The move is aimed at improving safety, but properly inflated tires can also boost gas mileage. In California, state officials are focused on car tires for just that reason. The state wants tire retailers to sell models specially designed to improve a car's fuel efficiency. NPR's Nell Boyce reports.
Action Al's tire company is filled with the smell of rubber and the sound of pressurized air. David Caporaletti works at the tire store, which is in Washington, D.C. For most of his customers, a tire is just a black, boring thing until they have a flat and head to Action Al's.
Oh, my God, look all these tires you have in here. So when they see how many tires you have in here, then they start to think.
About things like price, traction, durability. But the state of California wants to add something to that list, fuel efficiency. A couple of years ago, state officials realized that new cars often come equipped with special gas-saving tires. These tires have materials and shapes that cut down on the energy needed to roll along a road. Car companies use the tires to meet government standards for fuel efficiency. But when the tires wear out, most replacements you can buy at places like Action Al's aren't as efficient. James Boyd with the California Energy Commission says that's got to change.
If replacement tires were as efficient as the brand new tires that are provided on a car, we might get a 2 or 3% improvement in the use of transportation fuel. And that's what got us going looking into this issue.
Even that modest improvement could save California drivers more than $500 million a year. Currently, around 80% of cars roll on replacement tires. To get more gas-saving models on the road, California is considering putting labels on tires that tell consumers which ones save the most gas. The state might also prevent companies from selling inefficient tires. That's a big deal because Californians buy around 30 million tires each year, 10% of all tires sold in the United States. Tire makers say they worry that California's plans could have some unintended consequences. Tracy Norberg works with the Rubber Manufacturers Association.
All of the tire performances are really an art of balance. A tire has to do so many different things, and so many of the functions are opposed to one another.
For example, gas-saving tires might have less rubber, so they'd wear out more quickly. Or, Norberg says, the tire treads designed to save gas might not handle as well.
We are so interested in making sure that the traveling public is safe on the tires, and that's an issue that we want to make sure that's brought out in the debate.
To see if there really are trade-offs, California has just started a huge study of over 100 kinds of tires. And at the request of Congress, the National Academy of Sciences has begun a similar analysis. Luke Tunishell of the Natural Resources Defense Council predicts the studies will prove that companies can make tires that save gas without shortchanging other features. In fact, he says, they already do.
You can go on some of the tire websites today and you can find tires that have excellent scores in terms of tire wear and traction. The problem is that the consumers don't know about these tires and they're not marketed proactively.
Tunishell says gas-saving tires will cost a bit more, but they should pay for themselves at the pump. California could impose its new rules as early as next year, after the studies are finished. In the meantime, there's one sure way to make your tires get better gas mileage. Check your tire pressure and add some air. Nell Boyce, NPR News.